So just settling your bodies now, finding the just right space and place to settle back and kind of sink down into that solid support beneath you. And just allow yourself this time and space and place to go within that inner landscape, so vast and beautiful, refreshing, realigning, positive, as we create from our ability to allow images to flow. So opening up that door wider, let's take those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. And with those deeper breaths, just appreciating that breath of yours. And as it smooths out and settles in to its normal, natural rhythm, allowing it, giving yourself this time and space to just breathe comfortably, calmly, and invite and allow a relaxation to occur, a comforting to occur. And so you might bring your attention now, as eyes are closed, and we might like to do a little something extra with those eyes today, just sort of recognizing them in a gentle way, as though we could put two little silken pillows, one pillow on each eyelid, has just enough weight to sort of soften and relax those eyelids even more, so that the eyelids are softening and relaxing in a way that sends a relaxation all the way down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And you can already begin to drift in and drift a little deeper, because those eyelids are relaxing even more. And then if you would allow yourself to focus on those toes of yours right there, and invite and allow this sort of deeper inner comforting that flows from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs, each and every breath releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Becoming aware of more comfort and calm. Well, that deeper inner calm now begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this sensation of calm comfort continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Upwards through the chest with a kind of nurturing sensation, very warm and nurturing, added in to this calm comfort, flowing all around and all through the chest area into every nook and cranny of you. Each breath taking you deeper. And then upwards into the shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, as though they could simply unwind and untangle, releasing, relaxing, and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And this sensation of calm comfort flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release as you comfort even more. And so just allowing this time and space for deeper comforting, sending your attention to that upper back and allowing a flow of comfort there. And as it releases upper back areas, it flows down your spine, strengthening that spine and reinforcing that middle back now releases. And then down into lower back releasing so that the entire back area is soothing and smoothing, unwinding, releasing, letting go. Just simply letting go. And from that lower back area, let's send this comfortable sense of relaxation all the way down the backside of the body to the feet again. So that in the moment, not yet, I'll tell you when, but in a moment, we're going to take one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in. Not yet, I'll tell you when. But just place your attention on the base of your neck next. And as you do, you're flowing that deep, calm, comfortable sensation up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, and down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, relaxing, and letting go. And now taking one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in so that we begin to go twice as comfortably as we already are. And then begin to get a sense of this, that when the door of your imagination opens and there remains relaxation and comfort all around, it is sometimes easier to experience the third eye as right there. All of the senses come into a higher frequency. And to know within lifts up. It is for you to know within you, sometimes called a voice for you to hear, sometimes an eye for you to see, but always about knowing something more. Something beyond, something within that is bringing forth information as to what is just the right way for you to go. Now, you've heard ancient tales talk about it. Much throughout time has been written about it. And each mortal being, including you, seems to have it, whether they are aware of it or not. To foster it is to pay attention to it, to listen, to know when intuition is talking is not always clear. Yet, the directive is to keep listening. Keep attending to it. Each and every time you follow it, you appreciate it. Just simply appreciate it. Appreciate that it gave you the direction that seemed right, and you followed it. So then, how to trust it? How to trust it and know to follow it and follow it no matter what? When to open the deepest door? When to become so quiet that the only thing that could be heard or seen or known is that which dwells in the third eye? You see, the knowing within wants attention, wants to be seen, wants to be heard. And when it gets that, it becomes even more forthcoming. And then it could be trusted again and again and again, and for always and forever. And then you take the leap. In the mind's eye, the knowing within, dwell there for just a little bit. Listen and come to hear, come to know what's important for you to hear and know. Take a little silence to allow for this in full appreciation of it. And just knowing as you've connected with that third eye, more may come to you along the way in our journeying today. But we've really enhanced it by focusing on it, giving it attention, and allowing more to flow to come to you further. And isn't it interesting to know that your third eye is within you, right in the center of your forehead? So taking that with us to the top of our symbolic staircase, you notice you in your ultimately radiantly healthy you, the image of you that is looking good and feeling good, that you sense that about yourself and know that third eye within you is there and it's open and it's listening and it's seeing and it's coming to know. And you're also imagining and visualizing yourself being in just the right condition, for your mind and body are working together harmoniously in the just right way for you, your conscious and subconscious minds working together harmoniously, and this inner knowing of yours, your third eye of intuitive knowing, is open wide. And we're going to strengthen and reinforce that with every step down your symbolic staircase. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15 14 13 12 11 10 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And all negatives have dissipated, disintegrated. And with more practice, strengthening takes place, and the full trust occurs for intuition to grow and develop in a positive way. And so going forward now in the positive domain, as the door of your imagination opens even a little wider, in full appreciation of your own inner knowing and perhaps having some focus towards your imagination, which can take flight and open up into believing and experiencing unlimited possibility. So if you could walk through now that door of your imagination and into an unknown, pathless woodland, you find yourself walking forward comfortably, your intuition fully intact, helping you to feel positively focused, secure, and comfortable. And as you walk forward comfortably, above, the sun and the moon are in the sky. And as you continue, just begin to notice as any or all of your senses heighten, what else do you become aware of? And so walking the path through the trees, there's this sense of connection going on. As the path takes a curve and moves deeper into the woods, and yet you're feeling completely secure and comfortable, intuitively knowing all is well. And there's noticing that the more you feel the positive energy from nature all around, the more you connect to something positive beyond. Well, how does that feel to notice that? That the more you feel the positive energy from nature all around, the more you connect to something positive beyond. Your intuition is speaking to you, helping you to know more about that and how it feels. As you walk forward, you cannot help but simply spread your arms wide. And in our imagination, anything can happen if we let it. And all of a sudden, there you are. The breeze in the treetops swirls down to you. Easily and effortlessly, you are lifted up. Up and up and up. Beyond the trees, through the clouds, into the sky. And as you go up, you find you can simply soar. Soaring all around. And as you fly freely upwards, up into the unknown, the golden nugget within you expands and radiates, and you connect to invisible rings of positive support filled with friendly guides and supporters? And what more do you connect to? Perhaps there is a guide that tells you that this is a realm where anything is possible. As you fly freely, you can imagine. You can create it all. You can believe. And you can believe it before it becomes. What are you believing about? Notice about it all with all the appreciation and gratitude that is within you. And when this feeling of connection is complete, there's a way where you can gently come back down. But perhaps you'd like to fly around just a little bit more and experience all the anything is possible if you let it, creating, believing, and believing it before it becomes. And notice about that. You might like to write it down when you come back down to earth a little later, even affirming just before sleep at night what you're creating in your mind's eye. And so when you're ready, when the feeling of this connection is complete, you just gently return to the natural setting where you became lifted. Down and down and down and all the way back down, securely on the ground. Once again, the earth right there under your feet. And the positive connection actually thanks you for soaring into the unknown. So there's some sort of mutual expectation of goodness that occurs in appreciation and thankfulness back and forth from you to the unknown and from the unknown to you. And it allows you to just find the right space and place now where you can relax. It might be right there, still out in nature somewhere, because that might be where your very own place is, in a natural setting out of doors. Or you may find yourself transitioning into a cozy room somewhere. On the way, very relaxed and serene, and the beauty of your place, that place of your own within. Whether you're outdoors or indoors, you know the sun is shining, and you've already perhaps experienced its wonderful warmth, that sun. And as you become very comfortable and relaxed back down to earth again from your place, you can imagine, you can visualize that just right outside the boundaries of your place, you see that down a path coming towards you. And if you're inside, it's like you view outside the window down the path. Here come the people. All the people who have blessed your life. These are the people who have helped make your life happier. Notice who's coming. Become aware. These are the people that have brought kindnesses, big and small, to you. Here they come, down the path, with warm smiles and blowing you kisses. What kind of experience can this be? And as each one approaches, coming closer to you, you seem to be able to feel the inner happiness from the blessings freely given by these true hearts, who have come into your life. And who are these people? Who are these true hearts? Sensing, seeing, feeling, imagining, past, present, and future. Here they are, all flooding around you. And you now proclaim these moments of blessing, cherishing each and every moment. And so there is this deeper inner, from your mind's eye knowing, intuition, that as you have become aware of that mind's eye knowing, as you became lifted up and connected to the beyond, as you came back down to earth, and are now experiencing all those people who have been a part of your journey all the way along, noticing each one, feeling it. Now you know it, for you are blessed with so much good from others. And this feeling of the harmony that you have felt here today, you remember. It becomes like a solid thing within you. So that no matter what, wherever you are in life, wherever you go, whatever's going on, you can sometimes just shift within to think of the blessings, to imagine the blessings of the people who have graced your life in a very positive way. And just taking a few moments to absorb the goodness from this, accept it, digest it, assimilate it, that the waves of appreciation, the waves of the blessings, the waves of the gratitude and thankfulness that are here all around and all through just cover you with kisses of the goodness of this experience. Sort of giving you that extra special something that touches your deeper inner knowing. And it allows you to remember more often, more of the time, to lift up and connect to the beyond, to appreciate the good that's flown into your life through people, even places. Sometimes pets, sometimes things. And that the good and the positive and the true are always here as a part of the goodness of your life. And you know, it's kind of interesting because when you are focused on the positive domain, the path of the flow of goodness of your life, only more good can come. So with these images, let the love, the goodness, the blessings of it all soak in and go to just the right places within your deeper mind, your body, your whole being. Let it touch you in just the right spots to be cherished by you, as well as accepted, allowed, digested, and assimilated. And take a moment more for that to occur. For in the silence and stillness, something more may come to you of importance. And so for now, with all that has come to you, let's reinforce it, knowing that the images that have come are now fading, but the strength of them stays with you. And we're reinforcing it all, the good, the positive, the true, and the beautiful of this journey today, now at zero. Reinforcing it all as we begin to come up and out, bringing back that good, positive, and true, and even the beautiful as well. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room that you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being oh so very comfortable, feeling the richness all around and all through. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. Back to a completely non-suggestible state. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert. Thank you so much for coming along on the journey today. Yeah, okay. So glad you're all here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
So welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank
so
you.
Welcome. Thank you for being
bye-bye.
Here. Bye-bye. See you next time, next week. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're
bye.
So welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Andy. Okay. So there. And if you can hang just a minute, we can. So, I don't know. You might have gone pretty deep because, see, that